Two consumer groups yesterday sued the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration over the agency's policy on regional recalls. Public Citizen and the Center for Auto Safety say the policy prevents all consumers from getting warnings and denies them free repairs. The agency wouldn't comment on the lawsuit. In the last decade, the overall number of vehicles being recalled has doubled. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com.
According to government statistics, something like 8% of the country's registered vehicles, that was nearly 20 million cars, trucks, and crossovers, got recalled last year. That's just rising at a frightening pace. Every year, more and more cars are being called back for one problem or another.
Cars are more dangerous now?
They shouldn't be. All the data suggests that vehicles are safer than ever. But then again, a recall doesn't necessarily mean it's truly dangerous. In some cases it is. You have some GM vehicles who were recently recalled because they had this little problem. You'd make a turn and for some reason they would stall out, often in the middle of an intersection. That's not a good idea. But a lot of these recalls are minor problems. It may be simply because they are not meeting the increasingly stringent emissions standards or some other problem that probably won't affect a consumer. Also, it seems like the statistical information that the manufacturers are getting in-house seems to be more sophisticated, so they're finding problems and they're recalling vehicles that might have slipped through the cracks in the past.
All right, you mentioned emissions. What are some of the other common defects?
Well, they can be a variety of things. It can be airbags that go off when they're not supposed to, airbags that don't go off when they should. They could be any of a variety of issues related to safety, fuel economy, and emissions. Those are the most common sorts of recalls. And of course, we should also realize here that there's a lot of non-recall recalls, if you'll allow me. There are things that don't even get caught in this number.
Wait, I'm stunned. Wait, what does that mean?
What that means, basically, is that in many cases, automakers will effectively recall a vehicle for a variety of problems. In some cases, things that they don't legally have to call them back to the factory. And they'll often announce a quote-unquote service action, or they'll just simply advise their dealers or some owners that there's a problem. They won't necessarily notify the government. It won't qualify as an official recall, but they'll still do some sort of modification or repair. So the fact that there were so many vehicles, about 1 in 12 recalled last year, probably understates the number of vehicles that actually were called back to do some sort of modification, some sort of repair.
So what do you do if you buy a car and it's recalled? You go get that fixed.
In some cases, recalls are relatively minor. And to be honest with you, from past history, a sizable percentage of people never bother to take their vehicles back. In some cases, they don't get the warning. They may have moved and somehow the mail doesn't follow them. In some cases, they just don't bother to care about it. So that has been a problem. In fact, one of the biggest issues for anybody buying a used car is to make sure that they check with the local dealer to be sure that the recalls that were made on that vehicle and the repairs that were necessary were actually completed. A lot of people don't realize that they may be driving a used car that has a bunch of recalls out on it that have never been completed.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.